making a difference in the community. This is Jack Ferryman. Jack, thank you so much for being an incredible fundraiser. Now, for those unaware, Jack has done some amazing things for our community. Can you just tell us a few of those highlights throughout your career?
Well, if I go back a little, it was Give Us Room to Care. And then there was the fundraiser at the airport, Airport 5000, it was called. They extended the runway to accommodate jets to come into our industrial area. And then there was the 2001 Games that helped support the venue, which took place in London, and they built a new stadium over there. And as of late, I've been helping a little bit out with the hospital here. They're hoping to raise funds for a new MRI so we don't have to drive to Woodstock. And then well, there was one other. I sat on the Joe Thornton Arena, and I was on the fundraising committee with that group.
So, Jack, obviously a lot of this work stemmed from your work in the business community, but how did you first get involved in fundraising? What made you decide to hop on board?
Well, it all started back in the 1990s, and I was asked by an individual who sat on the hospital board that they needed another member, and what happened was that I agreed to it and ran for a seat on the hospital board and was fortunate enough to win it. And then about a month later, the president of the hospital board came to me and he said, "Oh, by the way, Mr. Ferryman, we wanted you to enter the board, but we also need a fundraising chairman." And I think the goal back in those days was about $22 million. And I think the goal for the community was $4 million, which wasn't a lot of money by today's standards. But so joined up and was fortunate enough to bring a lot of fundraising chairmen of the community in those days. And so if I look back and some of the highlights that I've had in my life, joining up with the hospital board in that time frame was really the most endearing time of my life. It was 2 years, and often reflect back on it. So that's how I initially started on the board. And then once that was completed and we were successful, they started to put my name down in other fundraisers. So I helped out as best I could. You know, I have a business to run, and so I gave as much time as I could, and really became known as a fundraising chairman that might be available. So I put my name down as much as possible, but I did my best, and a lot of it came back with a lot of thank yous from the community. So,
you know, it just takes people like yourself stepping up, right? And why, Jack, do you think it's so important that people step up and support our community and continue to fundraise?
Well, if you take a look at, you know, with the difficult times we're having now, you know, with what's going on in the world and what's going on locally, they're very difficult times. A lot of people suffering. And I really think we have to ask those people that could afford to be generous to help support some of these initiatives that are taking place. And one of them is the MRI, this new hospice taking place in St. Thomas, and a Tiny Hope. This is an initiative to build 40 homes for the disadvantaged. And so those three of them, I haven't been very active in going out and asking for money, but I've given them a financial support into those three initiatives, and felt that that was the thing to do.
Kind of stemming off that, Jack, with all your experience, what would you say is a big obstacle that fundraisers face in general when trying to get to an end goal?
Well, first of all, is you got to have the right people, okay, to do the ask. It's difficult if you're not trained properly, and I'm not sure that trained is the proper word to describe, but when you go back out, you have to tell a story when you ask people for money. You've got to be somewhat sympathetic to it. In many cases, knowing the people certainly helps in doing the ask. And I really think that if we do a better job in seeking out fundraising people, I think we'll do better, raise more money, and help the community out.
And I know you did briefly mention it a bit, Jack, but is there any specific moments that stick out to you over your years as maybe your proudest accomplishment?
I think that this latest accomplishment that I've been recognized for, which I take with Humbridge, that the Chamber has put forward. So I think this is the highlight of my career. I'm 90 years old and still got some legs to get around. And Bob Heath, who's been a partner in many ways as we look back over the years that Bob and I have done things together, and both personally and on a business level and on a charitable level. So I would suggest to you that this has been the highlight of my career. I've had many people congratulate me on it. So I take great umbrage in that recognition, and my recognition emblem here sits high on my fireplace.